Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi Clubbers,
I'm Nicole Goodman
and I'm Lauren Mishcon,
and this is a weekly chance to look back at what we have learned on the show.
Welcome to Self-Care Club Snippets.
Very common signs of your angels communicating with you are feathers, bells, coins, clouds, and any angelic number sequences like 111, 222, 333.
What, do you have any of this? Do you ever find any of this? Well, because I see feathers everywhere, and I am not kidding, everywhere.
Well, that's because we live in London with lots of pigeons. And when I see them at home, it's because they've come out of a cushion. No, I'm not into the feather thing.
No. I'm going to, every time I see a feather, I'm going to send it to you.
Please don't. I've got cushions full of them.
No, I'm not going to send you the feather. Sorry, I'm going to send you a picture of the feather.
Okay.
Don't shit on my parade, okay?
I like believing
yeah, that it is my angels and my archangels communicating.
The very first time we came to the studio, before we were even recording, we just came here for a meeting. On our walk, you found a feather on the street, or maybe it like floated down in front of your face.
Very possibly. It happens all the time.
And
I think it's a dead pigeon.
Well, I knew you were like very into the angels. You told me that day. You're big for the angels. I have a robin in my garden that's my grandma. I mean, that's just not even like, that just is a fact. So I'm into the robin.
So your robin is your grandma.
Yeah, for sure.
But my feathers are dead
pigeons.
Well,
I don't know. Just, you're very big into the angels and the numbers. The number thing is a big thing for you. Like if we're in the car, you'll go, oh, it's 11:11, make a wish.
We did that today on our way in. Yeah.
I don't do the number thing. You'd like the
number
thing.
And I did it last night. 22:22, everyone make a wish. Yep.
Yeah,
I see numbers
like
everywhere.
Okay.
Everywhere. And I think it's beautiful. And then whenever you Google what the numbers mean, I was on a walk the other day and I saw 9999. I can't remember what it was.
But you were calling an ambulance.
But there were four nines.
Okay. Where the hell did you see 9999?
It was on two bins. I'd obviously passed.
Two bins.
It was number 99, the house.
Okay.
But two bins were together and it said 9999.
Okay.
I mean, even often on Instagram, I'll have like 222 likes or 111 likes.
Yeah.
It's literally everywhere I see number sequences.
And then you Google them and then what?
Well, then they'd show you what messages you're getting from your angels. Now that I don't believe in coincidence. Mm. So I believe that is communication from a higher realm. Absolutely.
Okay. This sounds marvellous. What I want to know is there any science behind any of this, Nicole?
Well, you'll be pleased to know.
Yeah.
Or not.
Yeah.
Unsurprisingly, there is absolutely no scientific evidence on the benefits of angel therapy.
Yeah.
It is purely anecdotal. Angel therapy is built on a belief system of energy, faith, and intuition. Angel therapy is not something that can be seen. It can only be felt and experienced. If you are a skeptic into the supernatural world and energy healing, then this practice probably won't provide you with any sense of peace and calm. The practice itself is a leap of faith into a world which we cannot prove, but only sense. She literally just went straight into it and she said, oh, Archangel Michael is here. Archangel Michael, by the way, every time someone reads my tarot cards, or every time I pull a tarot card for myself, he comes up.
Well, he came, he was one of my cards.
Yeah, because he's a forthright fucker. He's direct. He doesn't pull any punches. And let's be honest.
Well, then he works for both.
Exactly.
Of us,
we're both forthright women, which are going to need a very direct approach. And there was this overriding message in the whole experience, which was use your voice. It is safe to use your voice. And I actually feel quite emotional as I say that. But before I go into it, because I knew exactly the minute she said it to me, I knew exactly what she meant. Now, on the outside, you check my social media, you know, if you know me personally, you will think of me as somebody who is very outspoken or outspoken when I need to be. I very much speak my mind, and I'm definitely not backwards in coming forwards. So for a complete stranger to say to me, use your voice, and for me to understand what she meant was, I mean, my hands are sweating as I'm saying.
But that's what I mean. It's like, it was so to the core.
But she also got to something that I've been struggling with.
Yeah.
And yes.
It was so to the core that I can't sit here and say it, because even it's even things that I would only talk about with my husband maybe once a decade. You know what I mean? It's like,
I discussed this particular thing about using my voice,
yeah,
and the safety of using my voice with certain relationships in my life.
Yeah.
And I had a conversation about 3 weeks ago with my best friend.
Yeah.
Now, I haven't had this conversation with her ever.
Mm.
Ever. And then I came home and I had the same conversation with Adam. So when I said to him, and he said, well, how did the angel therapy go?
Yeah.
And I said, this was this morning. And I said, well, actually, she told me, that it's very safe to use my voice, and I must start standing in my truth and using my voice more. Mm. And he looked at me like I'd basically gone mad. And his words were, well, can she not fucking hear you?